Deadly protests in one Indian state could spread. Christians are concerned. An Ethiopian evangelist is poisoned. And climbing postal rates hinders ministry in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tribal farmers in India known as the Gujars want affirmative action rights. They want rights so badly they're clashing with the government and other tribes to get the status. More than 20 people have died in the violence. Operation Mobilization works there. OM's Peter Dance is concerned.
Basically, the government is just trying to keep the lid on it. However, it's very, very serious, and it's actually starting to spill over into other states. This is a very, very serious situation. It could really blow up.
This unrest, coupled with the large number of Dalits turning to Christ, angers Hindu nationalists, says Dance.
That's all part of why the church is being persecuted. They're turning to Christ by the tens of thousands. It basically takes them out of the Hindu faith, and therefore the caste system starts to deteriorate, which actually is a fundamental part of the Hindu relief system.
Funding is needed to support leadership training. Go to our website. Next, an evangelist in Ethiopia is recovering after being poisoned. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that the man became extremely sick after eating poisoned food from the prison that he was being held in. Local Christians believe this was done deliberately by Muslim authorities who collaborate with local Muslims. This comes just more than a month after two Christians were killed when Muslims bombed a tent where they were meeting. Pray for the man's full recovery and safety as he continues his work. You're listening to Mission Network News. Two men are helping to rebuild lives among youth in the Sudanese church. Open Doors caught their vision and helped launch the New Generation for Nations ministry. They're reaching out to the youth of southern Sudan with the gospel and equipping them for discipleship, training, and outreaches. The NGN training sessions take place twice a year. This year, they want to have an annual conference to bring together youth from all over the Greater South in one location. Meanwhile, United States postage increases have hit a ministry hard, increasing their shipping costs 3.5 times. Bible Pathway Ministries' Ken Sharp.
To send an ambag, which is economy surface mail, it was $1.05 a pound to send materials overseas. It may take a month or two to get there, but it was very economical to get a big amount to a church group or a village. That price has jumped to $3.95 a pound.
That's hindering their work, but Sharp says they're working out distribution problems creatively.
We just recently sent a lot of material overseas with a church going on a mission trip that they took on the plane with them in suitcases. Another way we're doing it is trying to coordinate with a lot of other ministries that are sending big containers. And now we have 11 different languages of Bible Pathway devotions on the internet.
And many people in Haiti are starving because of the current economy. Eva DeHarda for Haiti with Love.
Prices are going up. Their exchange rate is going down, so they're getting less for their money. And people are back to feeling like they'd rather spend all their money with one of those rickety boats on the chance of making it to the United States, which they feel is paradise.
The United States economy isn't helping either. Contributions to For Haiti with Love are stagnant, so they're just trying to maintain their food program.
It's all boiling down to nutrition. It's getting harder and harder to keep the food program going, and yet there are more and more people who are starting to need it.
Despite this bad news, the good news is that crime and capation is decreasing. This boosts morale and encourages outside investors. Funding and prayer are needed. Visit our website to learn how you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.